Otaku no Podcast, episode 38 for Wednesday, October 10th, 2012. Lost Treasures 2, the Anime Expo 2012 interviews. Hey everyone, we're back with another episode, and this time it's another Lost Treasure. If you heard our previous episode, the Anime Expo recap, you'll know my long and sordid tale of machine crashes and hard drive crashes and lost files. As it turns out, there were two other files that I'd lost that I thought I'd lost for good. Now, we didn't get any interviews at Anime Expo because, as we explained before, they changed their policy. Instead of one-on-one interviews like they had last year, this year they had basically press conferences. In addition, they also made everyone send in their questions ahead of time, so they were pre-screening questions, which, in our opinion, isn't really very good, journalistically speaking. Anyways, we did not make it to the press conferences, unfortunately. I did get two interviews at Anime Expo while in the dealer's hall, which, unfortunately, I thought I'd lost. But as it turns out, fortunately, I was using my iPhone with the voice recorder app to do those interviews. I thought I'd lost them because once I copied the files off, I erased them from my iPhone, and then my hard drive crashed, so I thought I'd lost everything. Well, as it turns out, when you sync to iTunes, it copies your voice memos off to iTunes, except it gives them really weird, non-obvious file names. Just out of blind luck, I happened to check my iTunes one day, and I saw these weird file names, and lo and behold, there were our two interviews. But before we get into that, I've got a couple of news announcements. Speaking about Anime Expo, if you listen to our recap episode, you'll know that we talked about all the various panels we went to. And one of the panels that we went to was the Viz panel, where they announced their new streaming anime service called Neon Alley. We didn't really know very much at the time. We didn't know when it was going to come out, just, you know, later this year sometime. We didn't really know how you would be able to watch the programming. At that time, they just said it would be coming out on a major game console. But last week, on October 2nd, Viz officially launched Neon Alley. It's on the PlayStation 3. It's a free app. You can download it in the PlayStation Store. But for it to be of any use, you do need to sign up for the Neon Alley service, which is $6.99 a month, which is pretty comparable to the other services out there. I think Crunchyroll is $6.95, and Anime Network and stuff is right around that price range as well. Fortunately, they do give out a one-week free trial, so we were able to take a look at the service. I made a blog post on it, and you'll have to check that out on the Otaku no Podcast website. The Reverse Thieves recently announced the 2012 Anime Secret Santa project. If you've been reading a Otaku no Podcast for any length of time, you'll surely know about this. Basically, it's a kind of group anime review writing project thing that the Reverse Thieves have arranged over the past several years around the holidays. Basically, a bunch of anime bloggers get together and submit their names to the Reverse Thieves, and they pair us up with each other, and we recommend an anime for the other person to watch and to review. The only catch is we don't know who the recommendations are coming from. So it's the whole Secret Santa thing. It's a lot of fun, and a lot of people have found some really cool series that they may not have otherwise known about or thought to look at. And people have also found some real crap that they've written some pretty epically humorous, scathing reviews of. It's a lot of fun. If you'd like to participate, you only have until the end of today, Wednesday, October 10th, to respond. For full details, check out the blog post on Otaku no Podcast. The link is in the show notes. Otaku no Podcast has joined yet another social networking service. It's called app.net, and you can check us out there. We're at alpha.app.net/otakunopodcast. The link is in our show notes. Now it's time for me to ask you guys for some help. It's time once again for the annual podcast awards. Actually, this year there are two companies that are putting on podcast awards. Basically, they open up the polls so that you, the listening audience, can submit your favorite shows. And hopefully, if the shows that gets the most votes wins. Now, there's two of them. The first one, which is put out by Blueberry, which is our content provider company. They're the company that we use for tracking listener statistics and that sort of thing. Their contest ends on October 15th, next Monday, so better hurry on that. And now this year, Stitcher is also putting on some podcast awards. Their voting is running till October 19th. So if you guys could put in a vote for Talking No Podcast, I would very much appreciate it. It won't take you very much time, maybe a minute, if that. Check the links in the show notes for instructions on how to submit your votes. It's also time once again for me to ask you guys to take our listener survey. Basically a little list of questions that helps us get a feel for, you know, who's listening to this show. So then that way I can tailor the content specifically to suit your needs. And more importantly, it lets our ad agencies deliver the right kind of ads for you. And we started doing ads this year, and I haven't really heard anyone complain about it. You know, the ads that we do are fairly non-invasive. I haven't heard any complaints. And the money definitely helps keep this show running, helps keep the bandwidth flowing, keeps the servers running, and is very much appreciated. Now, remember that we're not collecting your individual information. You know, we're not associating it with your name. We're just collecting these kind of general statistics, which means it's totally anonymous. You don't have to fill out your name. You don't have to sign up for a login or anything like that. And it's a pretty short list of questions. It'll only take you, no more than 5 minutes. And if you guys could fill that in, I would very much appreciate it. Again, check the show notes for the instructions on how to do that. Now, something else I need your help with is, a couple weeks ago, you may have seen me post a video to our YouTube channel about the Otaku No Podcast iPhone app version 3, which I'm working on in what little free time I have. One of the new features in version 3 of the app is the Con Finder, which is a service that will let you find anime cons near your location. Now, to make this actually useful, we need to start compiling a list of all anime cons. So, if you know of a convention in your city, or maybe your school runs one, or your anime club, please go and tell us about it. Go to our website. There's a anime con submission form. Just fill that out, and we'd very much appreciate that. Again, check the links in the show notes for the instructions on how to do that. Speaking about iOS apps, I just wanted to make a quick plug for another app that I just released. It's the NozillaCast app. My friend Allison Sheridan hosts a technology geek podcast called the NozillaCast. If you remember back in January or so, we had the whole Soba Pippa scare. And at that time, I wanted to get the word out, and Allison and one of her co-hosts, Bart Bouchatz, got together on their podcast and talked about it. And Allison was gracious enough to let me use that segment and post it to the Talking to Podcast feed. She has a lot of great content. It's technology, gadgets, that sort of thing. Very easy to understand, though, so you don't have to be a propeller head to get use out of it. Anyways, I just finished a project where I was writing an app for the NozillaCast. With the app, you can listen to their live show, which happens every Sunday night at 5 p.m. Pacific, and lets you chat in the live show chat room. It also lets you listen to all the previous episodes. The app is $1.99, and it's in the App Store. But even if you don't buy the app, though, I really recommend that you check out her show. It's just a lot of fun. The links for both of those are in the show notes. We've got two anime cons coming up. Unfortunately, both of them are on the same weekend, so you're going to have to choose which one to go to. Anime Vegas and PMX are both the weekend of November 9th through 11th. That's coming up in a couple weeks now. Guests include voice actor Jerry Jewell and Tiffany Grant, Jonathan Klein, who's the vice president of New Generation Pictures. They worked on a lot of releases, including Helsing, Gun X Sword, Kamichu, or Read or Die TV, Iki Tausen, and many others. Justin Cook, who is a line producer and ADR director for Funimation. Chris Smith, who's a voice actor. Tabitha St. Germain, who's a voice actress. Tara Strong, voice actress. Musical performers Kuranai and Midnight Shinigami. 91.8 The Fan, which is a really cool 24-hour anime streaming internet radio station. Definitely check them out, as well as Panda Cubed, a convention panel group out of Phoenix. They do a lot of various panels and other entertainments at various conventions. Pre-Ridge is open through October 31st, Halloween, and is $45 for a full weekend pass, or anywhere from $15 to $25 for a one-day pass. And finally, PMX is November 9th through 11th at the LAX Airport Hilton. Pre-Reg is still open. A full adult membership is $55. Adult one day is anywhere from $20 to $40. Children 12 and under are $20, and children 5 and under are free when accompanied by an adult. Pre-Reg is open until November 1st. Guests include Mamoru Yokota, who's had roles in various stages of anime production, on projects such as including Macross Frontier, Death Note, Air, Canon, and Kitty Grade. Musical guests of honor Moonstream, who's an interesting musical unit combining kind of visual K-style rock along with the sounds of New York Underground, comprised of Satsuki on vocals and Tomo on guitar. Tsuyoshi Nonaka, who is a mecha design industry guest. He's done mechanical designs for Mazin Kaiser SKL, Shin Mazinger, Shogeki Z Hen, and DICE. He's also done work as a toy producer. He's been doing a lot of the Bandai boy toys business as a toy designer and a planner. Also, Christina V, voice actress. You will no doubt recognize her voice if you listen to any dubs at all. She's done a ton of them, including Magical Girl Lyrical Nanoha and Familiar of Zero, Madoka Magica, K-On!, Tekken Blood Vengeance, Rosen Maidem Traumend, Squid Girl, and a ton of others. Other guests include voice actress Marianne Miller, Little Kuribo, a.k.a. Martin Billany, who is the creator of Yu-Gi-Oh! The Abridged series and the godfather of the abridged age, as well as voice actresses Lauren Landa and Christine Marie Cabanos. It'll be great to see Lauren again. She is an absolute delight to talk to. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do so. Also voice actress Sarah Williams and fashion guest Doll Delight. Now, I don't know, I may or may not be able to go to PMX this year. I'm certainly going to try, but finances are a little bit touch and go at this time, so I don't know if I'll be able to make it. One way that you can help me out here with that is if you use our affiliate links to buy stuff. Holidays are coming up. It's never too early to start thinking of gift giving. Unfortunately, we don't really have anything to auction at this time, so I really need the affiliate fees to keep us going. You know, we have many affiliate links, including Amazon, who has literally everything. If you look on the Otaku no Podcast website in the upper right corner, there's a little anime finder, which is basically a glorified Amazon search box. You can find anything that Amazon sells there, not just anime. We also have affiliate links with Crunchyroll, CD Japan, Right Stuff, J-List, and others. Remember that if you buy stuff using affiliate links, it does not cost you anything extra, but we do get a little cut of the action. And, you know, it's not a lot of money, but it helps keep us going, and it's very much appreciated. So if you could help with that, that would be really awesome. All right, it's finally time to get into the Anime Expo interviews. Agent Chuang is an LA-area photographer who, since 2009, has been traveling all across America, taking photos and interviewing cosplayers at all manner of anime conventions. He publishes these on his website, Cosplay in America, and he's also put out an awesome book of cosplay photography. We talked to him, I think it was at Anime Expo 2010. We were able to catch up with him this year at the dealer's room and find out what he's been up to. So here's our interview with Agent Chuang. Donald from Talking to Podcast. We are here at Anime Expo 2012, Artist Alley. We are talking with Agent Chuang of Cosplay in America. How are you doing today?
Howdy! I need sleep.
Believe me, I know the feeling. And at this point, it would be easier to name parts of my body that do not hurt.
I can tell you the only part of my body that hurts is my brain right now.
All right. So you've been a busy guy this year. Where have you been, and where are you still heading off to later this year?
I'll tell you the truth. I don't remember where I've been because there's two. Okay. AKON in Dallas, Anime Central in Chicago, Raleigh, North Carolina, Animazement, Fanime, Anime Boston. I was in Mexico for ComCom. OhioCon. Where else did I go? OhioCon's in Ohio, which makes sense. AOA in Los Angeles. KatsuCon, DC.
Cool.
There's more cons, I know, but I can't remember.
All right, and how's the reaction been to the book?
I think people actually love the website more than a book, because some people actually don't know I have a book.
Really?
They're very familiar with that I kind of reblog photographs. You know, I find photographs online, but I had one girl come up who was a big fan, but didn't realize that there was actual a book. I thought it was kind of unusual, but what can I say?
There you go. So, of all the cons you've been at, which one do you like the best, and for what reason?
That's a really hard question, because I like cons in general. So, I usually don't have any problems at cons. I would probably say the most interesting con I've been to this year is the one in Mexico, because I've never been to a con outside of America before, and they run things slightly different there.
Really? What was that like?
It was actually pretty amazing, because they really love anime in Mexico. They seriously love... Whoa, is that okay?
Yeah. Wait, let's wait a second until the announcement's over.
Yeah.
And then you can pick it up from...
Hey, what's up? What's going on?
Okay. Okay, so...
Oh, no worries. I totally understand. Wait, I'll catch you later. Okay,
so
Mexico. They run Masquerade slightly different. I mean, they tend to be very extravagant in their performance. They shatter glass on stage, which
wow.
I have not. Yes, shatter glass. Kind of going
dramatic.
They really need to have somebody to sweep by to clean up all that.
Boy, the stage ninjas must get double danger overtime.
Oh, sharp glass. You know, but they're really big fans of anime down there. Seriously, anime outranks comic books down there.
Wow.
You know.
Okay. So, what cosplay scene? What is your kind of favorite character spin?
I really liked the gender bender ones, because I like seeing somebody take the same version and kind of tweak it a little bit, you know. So it's not an exact copy of a male to female, but they kind of tweak it enough. So
awesome. And has there been a character that cosplay that you see and say? I've got to see where that anime. I've got to see that anime.
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. I'm actually watching anime based off cosplay now.
Awesome.
You know, so whatever I see out there, panty stalking came from that. I was like, panty stalking? What is this? Okay, research, Google, you know, stuff like that. So
Google is your friend.
Google is my best friend right now in the world. Whole best friend. But yeah, that's basically how I figure out what to watch nowadays.
Awesome. And what have you seen so far that you really like?
I'm into, I said panty stocking. Tiger Bunny. I actually
yes.
thought that turned out better than I thought, because I'm like, reality show about superheroes. Let's see where this goes. It went pretty good. It went pretty, somewhere I didn't think about. And the other one, it's kind of old school, was Chobits.
Oh, yes, absolutely. One of my favorites.
One of your favorites? Yeah, I'm a little old school. So I haven't had time to really catch up, so I'm watching some old school ones, so...
Sweet. And finally, where can we see more information about you and the book?
Oh, you can cosplayamerica.com, but I'll be running around the country. I'm going to San Diego Comic-Con, then Otakon, then I'm going to Otakuthon in Vancouver. No, I'm sorry, Montreal, then I'm going to Cosplay Effect in Vancouver, NDK in Denver, Colorado, New York Comic-Con, Anime Week in Atlanta. There's a bunch of other smaller cons I haven't totally confirmed yet, but... Just go to my website. It's on there.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time to speak with me, and hope you have a great rest of the con.
Ah, thank you so much.
Well, there you have it. Agent Chuang, you can find his stuff at cosplayinamerica.com, and you should definitely check out his book. The photography is gorgeous. It's just a great book. And you can find the links to both of those in our show notes. Finally, as you guys know, we are a J-List affiliate. J-List sells all sorts of cool and interesting products from Japan, including those kind of products, if you catch my drift. We were able to catch up with J-List head honcho Peter Payne and find out what he's been up to. And so here's our chat with Peter Payne of J-List. Donald from Pocono Podcast here at Anime Expo, catching up with Peter Payne of J-List. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Kind of tired.
Awesome. How's the show been for you so far?
Really, really good. We prepare all year long. We ship stuff over via container. And, of course, we're always working hard on getting the games out in time to sell at the show. So this year, of course, we have school days, and it's been really, really good. And everyone's been coming by to buy it, which makes us real happy.
Awesome. What have your other releases been recently? You've cut a lot of them.
Yeah, it's been a good year. We basically have done My Girlfriend is the President and Acelia the Eternal. Those are the two new games we got out for this year. Also, we distribute hard copy versions of Manga Gamer games now. So we have DRM-free copies of Koihime Musou, Harem Party, We Love Master, Deer Drops, and so that's been really, really good. Customers just want to be able to buy these cool games, so...
Awesome. What's your favorite of the recent release titles?
I would say School Days. I was playing it. Of course, we all play the game several hours to do all the testing. And, you know, it's just a really outstanding game. I was having a great time. Also, you know, President's really good. It's a very lighthearted game, especially in an election year. It's great to have this, you know, newly released game. So everybody remember to vote Moi in 2012.
Yeah, the timing in that was uncanny. Now, back to the J-List side. What has been the more popular products that are selling this weekend?
Well, we brought a lot of male stress products. Those are always popular with our customers. Tenga, things like that. We bring sort of about 1,000 things and put them on the table and see what people want. And, of course, they invariably want something that we only have in Japan on the Japan website, which, you know, it's just logistically really hard to get everything over here. But we do our best.
Awesome. And one thing I love about you is that you put out your you know, several times a week, you put out your blog where you have all sorts of interesting observations, you know, from living in Japan. When you got to Japan, what was the kind of the strangest thing about that kind of made you go, huh?
I've lived there for 20 years, so I'm kind of, I've been there so long, I'm really acculturated to the country. So, yeah, there's always been those kinds of items. Any one item, Well, it's always strange when you're in the bathroom, and in Japan, a cleaning lady will come in and clean the bathroom, and there's no issue with a female being sitting there cleaning while you're peeing. And so that was one of the things I've written about a couple times on the site, where you have to get at peace with that. And also in the bath, when you're in an onsen, a lot of times the woman will be there cleaning. Sometimes it's an old woman, it's no big deal, but sometimes it's a young, attractive woman, and you're like, whoa, you know, get back in the water quickly.
Awesome. And what products should people definitely check out on the J-List site?
Well, we put a lot of energy into visual novels, and we have adult and non-adult versions of those, so we hope people look at those. We basically just put out about, you know, probably every update we're doing like 30 or 40 new items, and we do restocked items. So pretty much our goal is to, if it's cool and it's in Japan, we want to have it on the site. Bento, we really don't say no to any product category. So yeah, pretty much whatever anyone's interested in, come to the site, see what you like. If you want, get on our mailing list, because we do update the site 3 times a week. It's one of our sort of secret weapons, where some sites will just sort of have their products there and you have to come and find them. But we're, you know, letting people know these are new, and you know, making sure the site is updating, everything is fresh, so you can check it twice a week and you'll always have new I'll see all the new stuff.
Awesome. And you definitely have to check out their website. I'm probably not lying when I say that their catalog is over 9,000.
Yes, good. There's two websites, of course. JList.com has all of our products, including the adult products. JBox.com is PG only, so if you're at work or if you don't want to see the adult products, that's the URL you should go to, of course.
And remember, we are J-List affiliates, so any link you find on the Otakono Podcast site, click it, helps us out. Peter, thanks for taking the time to talk to me, and I hope you have a great rest of the show.
All right, thank you very much.
There you have it. J-List is just a cool, really cool site. And if you don't want to see those kind of products, you can go to jbox.com, which is sort of the PG filtered, family-friendly version. Remember that we are JList affiliates, so anything you buy using any of our JList links will give us a little something, which helps a lot. Our thanks to both Peter and Ajin for taking the time out to speak with us. And that about does it for this episode of Talking No Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. Remember, as always, if you have anything you'd like to say, maybe you have a comment or a question for us, please contact us. You can email us at feedback@talkingnopodcast.com. We have our voice call-in line. You can leave us a message via Skype. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. There are a ton of ways to get in touch with us, and all of those can be found on the Contact Us page on the Talking No Podcast website. Also, do remember to check out the website for our blog postings in between episodes, as well as other, you know, important announcements and stuff. And check out the various other places you can find us online. Twitter.com/otakunopodcast, Facebook.com/otakunopodcast, Tumblr.com/otakunopodcast, our YouTube channel. We're everywhere, people. So please check us out. Anyways, that's it for today. I'll see you next time.